I've always been excited about this particular house, which belongs to Chief Nikolai. He actually lived at the confluence of the Talkeetna, Susitna, and Chulitna, but he was made to move when the town site came in. And the engineer, the town site, told him he had to move because they were putting a railroad through there and putting a town site in. And so he was very smart and said, if you're going to move me, you're going to have to build me a house to my specifications. And so they did. And when they built the house, of course, they needed a photograph to prove that the government had built this wonderful house for these native people. And they had Sidney Lawrence come up here and take a photograph of the house with the entire family standing up on top of the roof as a brag picture that look how great the government is in building this wonderful house for the natives. Nothing about that they had to move them. And so I've always been excited about this. When I came up here in 92, this house still had a roof on it.
Right here, tell us about this.
Well, we were hoping to find the midden, which is usually outside the front door. They would pitch their garbage and also their firecracked rock from their hearth, because they always cleaned out their hearth and they always cleaned out their houses. We don't expect to find a lot of artifacts within the house, mm-hmm. because the natives believed in what's called begesh, which means that they would not leave any part of themselves behind, because it might inflict some kind of bad luck onto them if someone else should find something that belonged to them. And so they were very, very fastidious in cleaning out their homes. And so we usually, as archaeologists, look for the trash pit, get more information from the trash pit anyway, in most sites, mm-hmm. than we would within the house. So we came out here looking for the trash pit and found a boat instead. And it's taken us all summer. Someone last year had evidently come out here last winter before we started excavating and pulled on a part of the boat that was sticking up above the ground and pulled it back, thinking they could tug it out of the ground, and realized it was too big to remove. So when we came up here this spring, we found this boat that was partially tugged out of the ground and thought that it only extended to about 10 or 12 feet. Well, in excavating this summer, we kept finding parts and more parts of what we didn't know. It might have been a shed that enclosed the boat. And then when we started drawing it, and when we put the boat back in its original position from being violated last year, we realized, oh my gosh, the boat's 22 feet long. It's a big boat. And so it is older than we had originally anticipated because of the deterioration of it.
And what year do you think this boat was
built?
Well,
that's what we need to find out. At one time we thought that might be aluminum, but we're not sure now. Aluminum having been a post-World War II product, mm-hmm. That was on the market. It was used prior to World War II but for the aviation industry, mm-hmm. but it wasn't on the market for civilian use until after World War II. So we thought that this was post-World War II. Now we don't know.
I see.
We did find some little bones associated with it that may give us an idea of if we could get the bones dated, we may get an idea of the age of those, because they were right up against the outside of the boat.
I'm
a retired archaeologist, so when you're an archaeologist, your vocation and your avocation, so.
Yeah, well, Fran, it's so wonderful to meet you today, and thanks for speaking to us on KTNA.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, John, for your dedication to this project, and I look forward to seeing what you guys find next.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.